Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. God bless you on today. Remember that God is with you. And if God is with you, He is for you. And who in the world can be against you if that is the case? The case is that God is with you. The case, the situation, the circumstance, God is with you in all circumstances. If you are a believer, you have to believe in Jesus in order to claim the promises of God. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. Thank you for your word. Help us to understand your word. Help us to rightly divide the word of truth. May the truth set us free. Make us free. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to go back over to the book of John, John chapter 18, but I left off on the last podcast talking about judgment and discernment. So I want to talk about that just a couple of minutes before we go into, and we're going to begin at verse 29 of John chapter 18. Judgment, when you judge another person, we're not talking about judgment of the law. We're talking about judgment when we judge. There is prejudgment, prejudice. There is judgment when we are comparing the circumstance that we see or the person that we see. We are judging them by our own self-righteousness. That is against God. None righteous, no, not one. The word says you are, when you are judging another person according to your self-righteousness or what you perceive to be correct in your own eyes, that is against God. Discernment is having God's view of things. In order to have God's view of things, you have to understand His word. If the discernment is you see somebody living a life of sin according to the word of God, that is discerning that. That is a judgment that is right with God. And then we need to pray for that. Pray for that person. But we're talking about the difference in prejudging or judging someone according to our own self-righteousness, which is not of God. Discernment according to the truth of God's word is wise. If you discern that a person is living not according to the life of God, and you don't need to take up yoke with that person, and especially if you're trying to get into a relationship, whether it be friendship or a romantic relationship that could potentially lead to marriage, you don't get yoked up with a person that is an unbeliever or claim they are a believer, but their lives show the fruit of unrighteousness. That is not a believer. And so that is what the Bible talks about being unequally yoked, is being unyoked with people who don't believe. People that profess to be believer, but they're believers, but their life does not show forth believing fruit, that is not a believer. We're saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. But I'm not talking about works according to works getting to faith. I'm talking about faith, works that profess the faith that you have. And so if a person believes, you will know them by their fruit. What? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, goodness, faith. All those things are the fruit of the Spirit. One fruit of the Spirit. And so you have to be careful about judging people by your own viewpoint and not God's viewpoint. That's where humility comes in and praying for other people and discerning if people need help. Talks about in the book of Jude, snatching them out of the fire, hating even the garments that are spotted by the world, and on some having compassion, making a distinction between those that are of God and are not and don't desire to be. That's where discernment comes in. If you sense a person in the spirit, you're discerning the spirit by the Spirit of God, which is the word of truth, which is the word of God, which is Jesus. If you're discerning it from that standpoint, you are discerning rightly, and you discern that that a person may possibly be the elect of God and don't know it, then you're going after that person saying, Lord, help me to get through to that person, and your word shall not return unto you void. Our question should be in our spirit, are you the one? Are you one of the ones that God has chose? There are people, and but we give the gospel out. I'm not saying be selective where you don't give the gospel out. But there are people that you sense in your spirit, they just need clarification and understanding of who God is. We need to hone in on that. That's discernment. Discernment is also acknowledging that maybe a person is hurting, they are troubled, they have an issue or a problem, that they are getting ready to go down the wrong road, that decision they're getting ready to make. That's where you come in as a believer and help that person see the light of truth, which is God's word, before they wreck themselves. Judgment is casting a judgment on the person and then don't do anything about it. Well, if that's what they want to do, I hope it all works out. And if it doesn't work out, I guess they're going to have to deal with the consequence. Oh, well, what? That's judgment. You judge the person and then you don't provide help. So just wanted to talk briefly about that, because we have to be in tune with the Spirit of God and the Word of God in order to rightly divide the Word of truth. And we see it upon people, whether they are living in a lie or living in the truth. And it doesn't mean we know everything, because we can get caught up too. That's why other people need to witness to us. Us teachers and preachers and pastors and evangelists and apostles, and all, we need a word too. We need prayer. We need somebody to speak into our lives from the Lord. We all need it. We're here one to another and one for another to serve. We were saved to serve, not saved to sit. Amen. So let's go to the Word of God just for a couple of minutes on John chapter 18, verse 29. Pilate then went out unto them and said, "What accusation bring ye against this man?" So he went out to the people that brought Jesus to the judgment hall, saying, What do you have against this person? You brought him to me. What do you have against this man?" Verse 30. They answered and said unto him, "If he were not a malefactor or an evildoer, we would not have delivered him up unto thee." They didn't even answer the question. They answered not even the question. They just said, "If he wasn't an evildoer, we wouldn't have brought him to you." That's not an answer to the question. They had no reason. They had no reason. And they just told it. They just said it in verse 30. "We have no reason, but we're bringing him unto you because we want you to crucify him." And it says in verse 31, "Then Pilate said unto them, 'Take ye him and judge him according to your law.' The Jews therefore said unto him, 'It is not lawful for us to put any man to death.'" Hypocrisy. "But we're going to bring him to you, Pilate, so you can kill him. But it's unlawful for us to kill him. And we want you to crucify him on a cross, because the Jews would stone. But we bring them to you so you can hang them on the cross." Not even understanding that Jesus, it was already prophesied that he was going to be crucified on a tree. God is the orchestrator of everything. I keep saying it. He orchestrates everything. He orchestrates everything. These people, woe unto the people that brought Jesus to be crucified. But we thank God for the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because that is how we are saved. We are saved by believing in the crucifixion and the resurrection. That's how we stand. We're standing through the blood of God, through the blood of Christ. We have been sprinkled with the blood of Christ. We have been sealed by his Spirit, and it is by the crucifixion. I am going to stop right there. We ended on verse 31. Please join me next time on The Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.